Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everything going this morning?
Everything's going well. Does this feel any different in terms of preparation down there being an AFC Championship game with the prize being a trip to the Super Bowl, or is it just another week at work?
The urgency is there, but, you know, the way we prepare and, you know, how much we put into it, you know, this time of year you always want to put a little extra and, you know, you want to give everything you got because, you know, if you don't get it done, this is it. So just as far as I think everybody just put more effort into it. But, you know, going about things the same way, prepare how we prepare.
I'm sure you heard that Ed Reed earlier in the week criticized his quarterback's play in the previous game against the Texans. Now, I know that would never, ever, ever in a million years happen in New England, but play along here hypothetically. Let's say that the best Patriot player, sort of like Ed Reed or the Ray Lewis on the Patriots, criticized somebody who was in his second year or so. What if Tom Brady went to the podium and said, you know what, Devin McCourty really needs to step up his game. He got a little confused there. He needs to play better. If we're going to beat the Ravens on Sunday, McCourty's got to play better. How would that sit with you? Would it make you angry? Would it motivate you? Would it hurt you? And but it probably would never happen in this organization.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I don't think we really have to worry about that. And we're just out here trying to get better, you know, preparing and not having to worry about that allows us to just prepare and get better and get ready for the week.
Well, what does Flacco do when you're watching tape? What does Flacco do that impresses you? We know he's not very mobile. We know he doesn't throw for a ton of yards, but what does he do well?
He's not a guy who wants to run around the field all the time, but, I mean, when given the chance to, he can get outside the pocket. And I think the biggest thing is his arm strength. So if he's able maybe to not scramble all the way, but if he's able to step up and, you know, move a little to his right or his left and reset his feet, he's able to launch the ball down the field. A couple of games you watch, it seems just so effortless for him just to step up and throw the ball 60 yards down the field. So I think that's key for us. And then he's going to try to make good decisions. And he has a lot of weapons around him, so we ought to be prepared and stay ready to cover all these receivers that they have.
Hey, did Ray Rice have any effect on you when you were trying to decide where to go? I know you didn't have a lot of choices on college, but did you meet him? Did he talk to you about Rutgers?
No, we actually came in the same year. So we actually, when we took like entrance exams and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we were all together. So we actually came into college together.
Did he cheat off you? That's what we hear.
No, we had just met.
Did you hang with him for your time?
Yeah. Yeah, we were pretty good friends. Grew up probably about 20 minutes apart. So knowing that once we got to school, we ended up being pretty good friends.
What's the best thing about his game that makes him so effective, Devin?
I think his ability to do a lot of things on the football field. You can't just defend him one way and, you know, say I'm going to stop him in a run game because he's able to catch the ball. And he's not only catching the ball on check downs or screen passes, he's also able to go deep and make plays down the field. So just as versatility, able to do so many different things on the field, makes him tough.
I know there's practice yet to perform before you play this game, but last week, just prior to the Denver game, you got the sense in talking to the guys in the locker room that you had a really very effective and efficient week of practice. How would you compare the quality of this week's practice in anticipation of the Ravens game versus last week's week of practice in anticipation of the Denver game?
It's tough to compare. You know, each week you step it up a little more, so I think that's been our goal, you know, feeding off last week, but also putting more in and working a little harder this week because it just means more. You know, last week you beat a very good team, and then whenever you advance in the playoffs, that means you're going against another good team that beat a good team to get there. So we've just been trying to put in extra work and be prepared.
Hey, Tom told us on Monday that having a great week of practice getting ready for a game doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to have a great game. But he did say if you have a bad week of practice, it probably guarantees that you're not going to play very well. Would you agree with your quarterback on that?
Yeah, that's very true. We feel here that having a good week gives us a chance to go out there and play well. And if we have a good week in practice now, it's just about going out there executing on game day. You know, but a bad practice is hard. It's what do you feed off of? What do you use? So we just try to have good weeks and then go out and execute.
Okay, playing defense in practice, my final question for me, against your New England Patriot offense, just between the three of us, Devin, are we going to see a cool new offensive wrinkle from Tom Brady and the offense this Sunday?
I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
come on. You know. You've seen
He's been playing against those guys. We're still thinking about what we have to do on Sunday. So, you know, we're not really focused on what they have to do. And it's vice versa. You know, they don't focus on, you know, what we're doing. It's just both sides, you know, focus on what they have to do and then putting it together on the field and playing off each other.
Good luck, Devin, on Sunday. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Devin McCourty with Dennis and Callahan. On-